Hello, welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, a podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Arielle Nissenlatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. You can learn more and subscribe to the newsletter at earbudspodcastcollective.org. Feedback with Earbuds brings you podcast recommendations, an interview with somebody in the podcast space, tips on podcasting, and so much more. So let's get into it, shall we? Today's episode of Feedback with Earbuds is brought to us in part by the Woo Lab podcast. What's the meaning of life? Is there an afterlife? Are we alone? Tune into the Woo Lab podcast with Chelsea and Michonne, professional researchers and longtime friends, as they search for answers at the intersections of science and spirituality. This podcast explores the supernatural, the paranormal, and beyond by consulting perspectives ranging from ancient wisdom to modern psychology to quantum physics. Along the way, Chelsea and Michonne make the journey fun and relatable by sharing their own wildly humbling experiences dabbling in the unknown. You can find the Woo Lab at woolabpod.com. That's woolabpod.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. We are also proud to be supported this week by Cast Media. Cast Media is the leading independent podcast network, one of the first leaders in the simulcast strategy for show creation and distribution. Go to castmedia.com to check out all the shows on their slate, including the Sarah Silverman podcast, The Vile Files, The Opportunist, and Some More News. Don't miss their newest narrative podcast. It's called Vigilante. It comes from the creative team who brought you The Opportunist, which is one of my favorite podcasts. Follow Cast Media's shows now on all podcast apps, or you can learn more at the link in the show notes of this episode. Welcome back, earbuds, and happy summer solstice or winter solstice, wherever you are in the world. What are you doing to celebrate the longest day of the year or the shortest day of the year? At least in my chunk of the world, it is the longest day of the year. Are you going for a summer hike? Are you sitting outside and enjoying the sun? Are you having a summer solstice feast? I'd love to hear from you. How do you mark this time of the year? No matter what you're doing today, I have the perfect treat for you. This week's selection of podcasts will hook you in with catchy music and powerful storylines to elevate any experience. This week's theme is the podcast musical Must Go On, and it's curated by Ian Koss. Musical theater definitely has a power to it. The combination of music and story can suck you in a truly unique way. Even without the costumes, lighting, and choreography, there's something irresistible about combining a narrative with a tune. Historically, I am not the biggest musical theater person, but I do really love a good soundtrack. So I have a few that I have memorized. I really like Aida. I really like Jesus Christ Superstar. If I'm taking a long car ride and I'm not listening to a podcast, I am listening to one of those two soundtracks or another one that a friend has told me that I must listen to. So I absolutely understand the power of a good musical. One of my favorite things about podcast musicals is that they hold the power of musical theater in combination with the freedom to imagine visuals for yourself and do other things while you're at it. If sitting in a theater and watching an entire musical isn't for you, maybe podcast musicals are. In a moment, this week's curator, Ian, will tell you about his podcast picks and his work as a podcast producer and sound designer at PRX. Then I'll give you a taste of our Pridecast's picks for the week. After that, we'll tell you about our Spotlight podcast, Unpacked by Afar Media. Finally, I'll share some podcast community updates with you. Here's Ian with this week's podcast recommendations.
Hey there, my name is Ian Koss. I'm a producer and sound designer with PRX Productions, and I also create original podcasts, most recently a kind of memoir documentary called Forever is a Long Time, and a fiction musical called Newts. So I chose the theme of podcast musicals. I'm someone who comes to the audio and podcasting world from a background in music, and so I've always been interested in ways to kind of bring music and storytelling together. I've done a few different nonfiction shows that incorporated some original music or songs or scoring. And I think for me, in some ways, the logical extension of that interest is the podcast musical, which in some ways feels like an obvious format. I mean, we listen to musicals, we listen to podcasts. Why not listen to the two together in one form. And yet, it seems like the idea of podcast musicals remains pretty niche. There are a few shows out there that have gotten some attention, like 36 Questions. But for this week, I kind of wanted to take a broader look at who is diving into this form more recently and what they're sort of doing to play with this idea of musical storytelling in audio. So the first show I chose is called Anthem Homunculus. It's created by Jonathan Mitchell, who some people know as the creator of Hedwig and the Angry Inch. This was the first podcast musical that really sucked me in. It was the one that convinced me to pay for a Luminary subscription for a few months so that I could listen to the whole thing. It's the story of a struggling artist who's trying to pay for brain surgery to remove a tumor, but it's definitely a story that kind of transcends that premise and becomes about just this fascinating cast of characters in the small town where the main character lives. And just the music production, the writing, the lyrics, everything about it is just so sharp, but not slick, if that makes sense. And I love this show. The second show I picked is called Asking For It from the CBC and Mermaid Palace. This is a show that features a real-life musical act, a duo called Hips. And so it's weaving their music into this larger, what I assume is a fictionalized story about some pretty heavy themes. It's really a story about trauma, abuse, and the kind of deep need that we have to be loved. And the songs, you know, this is not a show where characters are kind of singing their feelings to each other. It's told in the very kind of brutally intimate fiction style of a lot of the Mermaid Palace shows, all of which I love. But the songs and the creation of the music is sort of woven into it organically through this band that is kind of at the center of the story. And the music is beautiful. The third show I picked is called In Strange Woods. It comes from Atypical Artists and was led by Lauren Shippen, who has done a ton of amazing fiction work. This is a really fun show. It's basically a musical masquerading as a true crime podcast. And if you listen to the first 5 minutes, you'll see what I mean. There's this kind of sprawling opening number that just hilariously draws on the tropes of both the true crime podcast and, you know, musical theater as a genre. So it's sort of a loving play on both those forms, created by people who obviously really understand both those forms. It's really, I just love the ambition of this project and like I said, the way it plays with form. Next on the list is a show called Sonic Leap. If you're craving more 80s vibes in your life, I think this one delivers. It's out just this year in 2022, and it follows the story of an aspiring rock band that somehow gets transported back in time about 30 years and kind of makes a run at it, at their dreams of rock stardom in the 80s. It also features Anthony Anderson as this kind of trickster time traveler narrator figure, which is quite amusing. And the final show I want to mention is one that I helped produce. It's a surf rock audio drama called Newts, and it's inspired by the pioneering work of a science fiction writer from Czechoslovakia called Karel Čapek. Čapek is probably best known today for coining the term robot in one of his early plays from the 20s, but he really has this incredible body of work that I and my co-creator, Sam J. Gold, really feel like deserves more recognition than it gets, at least in the English-speaking world. So we created this audio drama loosely inspired by the book. It follows an alternate history of the 1930s in which humanity encounters a species of highly intelligent amphibians. And basically that changes the course of everything. There is a love song between a sea captain and a newt. There is a sea shanty. And of course, there are lots of Beach Boys-y harmonies and surf rock throughout. So check it out. I would just end by encouraging you, you know, whatever it is you listen to, whether you're super into fiction or whether you have never touched fiction, to give this idea of a podcast musical a try. I'm someone who, just in all my work, I really believe that music and storytelling work really well together. And I think they ask something, each of those things, music and story, sort of ask something a little different from us as listeners. They ask for a different kind of attention and appreciation. And so I think in listening to these shows and others, you're also kind of cultivating in yourself a different kind of listening or a different way of giving attention that I find really fascinating and charming. So I hope you enjoy the shows.
Thank you to Ian Koss for curating this week's list of podcast picks for Earbuds. As usual, Ian's podcast picks will be listed in the show notes of this episode and are available in newsletter form at earbuds.audio. Do you want to be our next Earbuds curator? As a curator, you submit a list of your favorite podcast picks, and you can also record a voice clip, just like Ian did, to tell us about those podcasts. Anyone can curate a list for us. You can find a link to the application form in our newsletter. Next up, I want to remind you of the exciting collaboration we're doing with Studio 71 to celebrate Pride Month. For the month of June, we're dedicating extra space each week in our newsletter to podcasts produced and hosted by folks who identify as part of the LGBTQIA+ community. This section is called Pridecasts, and you can find it in our newsletter. This week, we're spotlighting 8 shows, including Food for Thought, Full Circle, Unshaming, Lost Spaces, Good Morning, Sodomites with Zach No Towers, and more. Check out the Pridecast section in this week's newsletter for our picks, which will bring you horror film critiques, gossip, curious conversations, and stories from the silenced voices of society. If you're intrigued by the sound of any of those shows, find the full list and subscribe to them in your favorite podcast app. And to have your show featured in this section, apply at the link in our show notes. Thank you to Studio 71 for sponsoring this section. All right, it is spotlight time. In addition to our weekly 5 podcast picks, we also like to spotlight a podcast at the bottom of our newsletter. Podcasters, if you want your podcast spotlight in our newsletter and on the homepage of our website, we have an application link in the show notes of this episode. This week, we're spotlighting Unpacked by Afar Media. Here's what it's about. Have you ever been traveling and encountered a situation where you felt a little uncomfortable? Each week on Unpacked by Afar, we'll unpack a single ethically complex question. Say, how can I travel with a lighter footprint? Or how can I engage with animals in an ethical way while on the road? Through a mix of first-person stories and interviews with experts in the field, Unpacked will explore not just answers to these questions, but new ways to engage with the places we visit and the people we meet. Because the world is complicated, but being an ethical traveler does not have to be. Find the link to listen to Unpacked in our show notes or on our homepage at earbuds.audio. Next up, some things you might love if you love podcasts. Audio creator Katie Semro is making a feature-length audio documentary called Till It's Gone. It'll be about all we've lost: places, freedoms, abilities, identities, dreams, and will be told through the voices of people from around the world. Pledge $25 or more to her Kickstarter and earn a ticket to a virtual listening event to hear these stories live. Link to contribute is in the show notes of this episode. Are you interested in writing a book? I have a couple of great ideas for you. One is a new podcast and support group called The Bleeders. It consists of transparent conversations with authors, agents, and people in the publishing industry about how to write and sell books. And there's an upcoming Zoom workshop that you should know about. Paul Zakshevsky, a book coach who hosts the podcast The Book I Had to Write, is holding a free Zoom workshop for nonfiction writers on June 24th. There is a registration link in our show notes. And last, a free webinar opportunity for those who are interested in research about the audio industry. Sounds Profitable, in partnership with Edison Research, has put together the first credible study of the profile of podcast creators in America. You can watch it live on June 28th at 1 p.m. Eastern. We'll include a link to the registration page in our show notes. That's it for this week's episode. Thank you for tuning in. We'll catch you next episode drop. And until then, have a great week of listening. Feedback with Earbuds is written by me, Arielle Nissenblatt. It's mixed and designed by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. The newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kleonsky. Until next week, stay safe and happy listening.